A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access. Our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and the content on offer. This time round, I take a peek at the audio described and relaxed performance of Midsummer Mechanicals, which was on at the Sam Wanamaker. This took place in August 2022. I also highlight what's coming up in the next few months at the Globe. Plus, we hear from Access Manager Alex Covell. The Shakespeare Globe is a world-renowned theatre, education centre and cultural landmark that not only has a prestigious outdoor main venue, but the smaller, more intimate Sam Wanamaker Auditorium, which staged the family-friendly Midsummer Mechanicals during the summer. Written by Ben Hales and Kerry Frampton, who is also one of the main players, inspired by the writings of William Shakespeare, and had a running time of 2 hours and 15 minutes. Featuring a wonderful forecast company that revolved around an acting troupe that struggles to put on a play, and it featured lots of fun costumes, comic antics, and audience participation in a relaxed environment where everyone was welcome. They could come and go as they wished and be themselves. Access and inclusion is at the forefront of the Globe's mission, and they go out of their way to make theatre equal for all in as many ways as possible, including audio-described performances and great touch tours, facilitated by well-trained staff and volunteers. There was a touch tour and fabulous audio-described performance for Midsummer Mechanicals, as there is for all performances at the Globe, and for this production was led by describers Timna Fibbert and Ez Grange for vocalise.co.uk. There was a large group of 25-plus for the touch tour that took place 2 hours before the performance and started in the theatre bar, with an overview of the show, before going into the auditorium and on the stage, where we met the cast who introduced their characters and talked about their costumes and how they sound in the play. We also got to explore all the props, set and musical instruments featured, plus had the opportunity to ask questions to the cast and crew, helping to gain a broader insight into every aspect of the production from a visual point of view. An audio introduction to the play began 15 minutes before, and this was delivered by Timna and detailed all the visual elements of the play through the Sennheiser headset provided, which is either a stethoscope-style device or a handheld one which you can plug your own headphones into. She went on to describe the play in an enthusiastic, easy-to-listen-to style and narrated all the action and character interaction unfolding on stage, making it easier to understand for all those visually impaired and on the autistic spectrum, and it was enjoyed and appreciated by all. Access Officer Alex Covell talks about the Globe's commitment to making services equal for all and why it's so important.
Firstly, we have put a lot of time and effort into making sure that the experience of blind and partially sighted audience members as equal to our other audience members, but actually in a way we've also got some fantastic offers that such as our touch tour, and the experience of being on that stage during that touch tour is such a rounded experience that if anything it's even better than our regular punters. So firstly, all of our information about when audio described shows is available on our website under the Access page. We also have information via our audio brochure, which is available on our SoundCloud and also across our website. Then for each show, we have, when you first book a ticket, you can book a ticket online. Make sure that you sign up to our Access scheme, because our Access scheme, once you've signed up, you give information about your access needs. You give information about our, we recommend you signing up to our Access scheme. The Access scheme means that you get 50% off your ticket, plus you're able to give information about yourself and about your access requirements so that our team are able to support you as best as possible. This means also, once you're going through the process of booking a ticket, if you're doing it online, all the information will be already in place so that where you choose to book your seats, the best seats will be displayed for you, saying where to book for the best viewing area for those who require audio description. You can also contact us on access@shakespearesglobe.com, and our front of house access team will answer any questions, and it's actually really useful if you do contact them in advance, just to let them know about any further information or if you are planning on coming to our touch tour. So once you've booked your ticket and you are ready to go, about a week before you'll get an email just saying, letting you know about the performance, and then a few days before that you'll receive another email with the audio introduction. And we really recommend you taking time to listen to that. It's about between 10 and 15 minutes usually. If it's a more complex show, it might be even longer, but usually around 15 minutes. And that will describe in detail some of the props and costumes and the set, which isn't really possible during the through line of the show because there's so much text in a lot of our Shakespeare shows. So please do listen to that audio introduction. And then on the day of the performance, 2 hours prior to the performance starting, we'll have a touch tour. And this gives an opportunity for you to come on stage, our beautiful Globe stage, stand up there with our actors and with our stage managers, meet our actors, find out some of their experience in creating this role, gives you an opportunity to ask any questions. It also is a moment for you to touch any key props and costumes and to understand some of the proxemics around the stage of how, where things are, what adaptations we've made for that exact show, for the set. And that will last about 45 minutes, the touch tour, and then you've got about an hour and 15 to go and grab some lunch, grab some dinner, and come back 15 minutes before the show starts to listen to the audio introduction notes. These might be the same as what you've listened to before, but it will give you a reminder. There may also be some new notes in there because our audio describers might have recorded those audio introduction notes during our press night, and there may have been some edits, like maybe we've got a different cast member or something like that. And then you'll be there for the show and you'll have a wonderful through line with our vocalised audio describers.
There are some diverse and entertaining productions from the Globe with audio description and touch tours coming up. These include Much Ado About Nothing, that is audio described on Saturday the 17th of September at 2 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand, which runs for 2 hours and 45 minutes, including an interval. April 1945, Northern Italy. Following years of war, Leonata and her daughters reopen their battle-scarred palazzo for a celebration to welcome the partisan soldiers back from recent hard-fought victories. I, Joan is audio described on Saturday the 8th of October at 2 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand, and this is 2 hours and 50 minutes including an interval. The men are all fighting again, an endless war. From nowhere, an unexpected leader emerges, young, poor, and about to spark a revolution. This is Joan. And on Saturday the 10th of December at 2 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand is Henry V. Duration is to be confirmed. When a humiliating message arrives from overseas, a bruised ego leads Henry to double down on a military invasion at a devastating cost. Check with box office at the time of booking regarding touch tour times and for further information. To contact the box office to book tickets and for further information, call 020 740 19919. That's 020 740 19919. Or you can go to shakespeareglobe.com/visit/access, where you can gain all the relevant information you need. To find out about forthcoming audio described performances, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented, and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.